The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Why don't you guys come?
A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 104 responsibly. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living creatures both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you, to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth.
Bring the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my duty.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Second reading is from Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides in you, and he will be in you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Fifty days ago, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus, a great high festival with opportunity for us to shout our alleluias over and again. We laughed at the devil, who thought that on Good Friday, he had won. We celebrated that God was faithful to God's promise of eternal life. 50 days ago, we said, yes, we believe. We said, yes, we believe Jesus and his promise to save. We said, yes, to his promise, to believe his promise that he would be with us always. We said, yes, that we believe his promise to send his advocate, the Holy Spirit. Today, we celebrate that this promise is true. This promise has been fulfilled. Today is Pentecost. The Spirit has come. Today, we celebrate that the Holy Spirit is in the house. But you know what? We celebrate it, but I don't think that we believe it. At least, we want to cover our ears when we hear that wind of the Spirit blow. We want to duck our heads when that fire of the Holy Spirit comes. On that first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples of Jesus, everything was changed. Everything was different from that moment on. No more cowering behind locked doors. No more hiding in upper rooms. No more putting one's cares and concerns ahead of the community. Today, we are asked if we really believe what Jesus said. I give you the advocate. The Holy Spirit will be with you forever. When I was ordained, the bishop laid his hands on my head and prayed that the Holy Spirit would fill me. This stole was placed around my shoulders, and I was yoked to the work of the Spirit. That day, the choir sang, Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Spirit, because God knows no one can do this work alone. We need the Holy Spirit. You can't step up to a pulpit or step up to the altar without the Holy Spirit. God knows I can't be a pastor without the Holy Spirit. When you were baptized, the pastor laid his or her hands on your head and prayed that the Holy Spirit would fill you. The church prayed that you would be sustained with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and the spirit of joy in God's presence forever. Were you confirmed? Did you spend a good part of your middle school years going to catechism every week, learning about your religion, and then standing up in front of the congregation or maybe the congregational council or at least the pastor and proclaiming your faith, answering those questions about your faith? In the service of affirmation of baptism, we pray that the Holy Spirit would be stirred up again and that the confirmand would be renewed in that spirit, those gifts of the Holy Spirit that were given in baptism, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in God's presence forever. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Fill the hearts of your faithful. Renew the face of the earth. Every Sunday, when we gather around the altar to receive the bread and wine that is the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that will nourish us, that will sustain us for life in this community, we pray over and again, come, Holy Spirit. Every year, we celebrate Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, and we say, we believe Jesus. We believe Jesus' promises. We believe that the Spirit comes in every ordination, every baptism, every confirmation. We pray every Sunday that the Spirit come and work among us and within us. Every week we hold out our hand to receive Jesus, the body of Jesus, who is the Son of God, through the power of that Holy Spirit. At the end of the service, we hold out our hands to receive the blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We listen as we're sent out into the world through these doors to make a difference, to renew the face of the earth. That's our marching orders at the end of the service. Go. Make a difference. Renew the face of the earth. But I don't know that we really believe it. I'll start with me. I'll put on that cloak of disbelief. When I knelt on that cold stone floor in the seminary chapel in Columbia, South Carolina, and I felt the weight of the bishop's hands on my head and the hands of 15 or 20 other pastors on my shoulders pressing down upon me, I believed that I would need God's help. And when I stood right here and was installed as your pastor, I answered every question and I made every promise. I will, and I ask God to help and guide me. But I know that there are times that I cover my ears when I hear God's wind. I reach for the fire extinguisher when I see the fire of the Holy Spirit that threatens to set my soul on fire. There are times that I would rather stay in that upper room and keep the door locked. We don't need to be stepping outside, talking to foreigners who are gathered in the city. I'll confess that I too often forget the part about with God's help. I forget about come Holy Spirit. Too often I think that I have to do it all by myself. I forget that you also made promises on my behalf to be with me in this holy endeavor, that you too promised that we would together form this community of God's chosen people. Too often I want to let things just be as they are. I say no thanks to the winds of change and the fire of new life that is the Holy Spirit. But I don't think I'm alone in forgetting about the Holy Spirit or living an uninspired life. I think that you forget too. Or at least you duck at the sound of the rushing wind of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. But start over there. We don't want things to change for us. St. Paul writes, to each is the manifestation of the Spirit given. To each. That's every one of us. That the manifestation of the Spirit is given. I prepared my sermon, and this is an aside. I prepared my sermon on the airplane coming back from the conference. On the plane, I had my little eye touch with the scriptures, although they weren't the same scriptures that were given today, because I had downloaded the wrong ones. So I didn't realize it until I just sat there right now and listened to Janine read that second reading, and I go, that's not the reading that I thought we were going to hear today. I thought we were going to hear the reading that when Paul writes, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit. Some are given special gifts. Some are given wisdom, healing, prophecy, discernment, faith. But to each is given the power of the Holy Spirit. So think of that, that Paul wrote that each of us get this gift. I think we hear that, and we're like, could I hear those specials again, please? What comes with that? Could I have my dressing on the side? Could I hear that list on the menu one more time, please? And God knows I don't need the extra calories. I mean, the extra Holy Spirit. You could give it to somebody else. I'm happy with my spiritual life. Just the way I am. I don't need anything. Thank you very much. That list that Paul gives us, that Paul says that is given to each of us, wisdom, healing, prophecy, discernment, faith. We like to hear that list. Well, you know, Lord, I'm really all set here. Thank you very much. Were you here on Easter morning when Jordan Samler was baptized? That little three-year-old was able to stand at the font. And we were all gathered around watching. And Jordan and I had practiced this the day before. So he knew how to stand up right close to the font and how to put his head over. And he did just that. And as I put my hand in the water to pour that first handful of water over that curly little black head, I put my hand in and poured the water. Jordan's other hand went into the font. And he put the water on his head. I poured the second hand of water, and Jordan's putting the water on his head. He participated in that baptism like he was so thirsty for the water of new life, so wanting to be a part of this celebration, be a part of this family of God, be a part of the coming of the Holy Spirit. When I put the oil on his forehead and prayed that these gifts of the Spirit would be given to this child, he rubbed it in. Make it indelible, God. Put this in my spirit, in my soul. I hope his parents tell him that story every year, over and again, how he participated, how eager he was, and what joy he brought to the community as we all just enjoyed watching this promise take life. Pentecost is the church telling us that we have participated. Remember, the Spirit has been given to you. You have received that power of the Holy Spirit in your souls. Remember it? Let's show some spirit. Let's show the life that God has given to us. How many of you took a shower this morning? Or washed your face? Martin Luther says, when you wash your face, remember your baptism. Our presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, says, he gives this encouragement. When you stand in the shower in the morning, put your hand on your head as you feel that water rushing over your head, and remind yourself, I am baptized. I am a child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I want to add one more line to that encouragement from our bishop, that I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am filled with those gifts of the Holy Spirit. Think about how your day might be a little different if you said that every morning and really believed it. Put your hand on your head. Repeat after me. I am baptized.
I am baptized.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am precious and beloved.
I am precious and beloved.
I am filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
I am filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Happy Pentecost.